Right then, I decided that both her and Charlie were nuts, crazy as loons. I found they had only one room, so I had to sleep in one corner and Mickey in the other. In the morning, I said goodbye and walked down the creek with the pack on my back. Jack Smith was mining about halfway down on Emma Creek, and he asked me to go to work for him timbering the shaft at night. He said he would help me, but all he did was sleep on the bellows every night. I framed the cribbing and put it in the bucket, and Black Alec Carlson would let me down in the shaft. He was the engineer. I would ring the bell cord, and when at the right place in the shaft, I would ring the bell when we got in the right place of the shaft, and then I placed the cribbing around in the shaft. Then I'd ring him down to the bottom where I'd fill the bucket with wheelbarrows of gravel until I had a bucket full. Then ring Alec to hoist me to the cribbing where I would shovel the gravel behind the cribbing. I had slowly got, the shaft slowly got timbered. One night I was sleeping, I was wheeling, a big slab fell down. I just kept wheeling around it. Next day, the shaft, they blasted it out of the way. The next night, the whole drift caved in while I was wheeling. I told Jack about it, and he just went back to sleep. I was talking about, they had live water in the shaft, and they were pumping. They drifted away from the shaft, had no pillars to hold up the roof. Normally, the practice was to tunnel up and downstream, then crosscheck and mine back toward the shaft, leaving pillars enough to hold up the roof. In this case, the mine was ruined, and they had to shut it down. It had a little pretty fair pay in it, too. I sank a prospect hole on 9 below Fish Creek, 40 feet deep at the mouth of Solo, where the wolves were denning. I sank a hole on number 9 below Dome Creek with Louis Engelbrechtson and Jack Lindsay. And I got to tell you a little bit about Louis. Louis, I think, sank one of, him and the Dutch kid, I think sank one of the deepest holes ever put down by a windlass in Alaska. It was 250 feet on Smallwood Creek. Incidentally, they struck about $3 a foot down there, $3-$4 a foot, good pay. They drifted about 60 feet, and then they hit a spring, and they almost drowned before they got out of there. I mean, the one man, they sank that hole with a windlass.